Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
You got what I need.
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and by Internet Domain Name Services, IDNS, coming soon to your home mail or post office box. If you like giving your personal financial information to total strangers who send you worthless but important looking letters, if you like paying two, even three times more for your website's domain name than you should have to through other more legitimate services, then IDNS is the company for you. Look for their letter in your mail and tear it, shred it, even burn it. Whatever you do, just make sure it winds up in the garbage. Yep. Good old IDNS. Internet Domain Name Services. Sounds official and important, doesn't it? Well, it's not. The aforementioned letter wound up being the catalyst for this week's podcast because during my 2,600-mile driving trek last week, I made a stop to see my folks in Tennessee and my brother Bill, the psychologist, also in Tennessee. Now, Bill always emails me when he gets spammy or suspicious-looking email or snail mail, and he had a doozy for me this time around. I will dissect it momentarily. Along with this letter, I'm inspired to approach some other scams this week that you may find yourself on the receiving end of. I'm going to give you some pointers on the phone calls that you get from people claiming to be calling on behalf of Google. I just love that one. I hate that phraseology, and we'll be talking more about that. I'm also going to give you a couple of tips on recognizing scam SEOs. It's a scamorama today. I'm glad you're here for it. But hopefully I'll debunk all of this BS. And because I can't stand seeing all of you get ripped off by this BS. And I can't deny that I enjoy dissecting it for you so that you will make like Roger Daltrey and not get fooled again. Something to always keep in mind, if you receive something that looks shady, it probably is. Years ago, when I was in high school, my best friend's father was a psychologist. And I remember my father telling me that this man, best advice he ever gave him. My dad asked him, as a psychologist, what is the best piece of advice that you would give people? And he gave an answer that I would never expect coming from a psychologist. You're expecting a clinical answer, an analytical answer. It was three words: trust your gut. Because as a psychologist, he learned, he knew, and you know, that what your gut's telling you, 99% of the time, it's right. The problem is, it may be telling you something you don't want to hear, so you're not willing to hear it. But when you get these shady-looking things in the mail, your gut's telling you this is probably not a good thing. And I'm telling you, if you receive something that looks shady, it probably is. And chances are you're not alone, and you can simply Google the name of the company that's spamming you and find out more about them online. Hey, that's where I got my information. There are numerous news resources that have goods, that have the goods on these companies. So if you get something, I mean, you can look them up. Internet Domain Name Services, you can look them up online and see where people have written about getting these letters and how it is obvious spam, an obvious scam. Now, a few years back, I did a post on Domain Registry of America, a scam company that basically did what IDNS is now doing. Last July, Domain Registry of America was suspended by ICANN. Now, fast forward to March of this year, and the name Internet Domain Name Services started popping up in scam forums online because of these letters that they're sending out. And again, you may have received one of these. If not, you know, look for it. I have no proof of who owns IDNS. Let me make that perfectly clear. But it is at least interesting that they have popped up a little less than a year after Domain Registry of America was suspended. I don't know. There may be no connection, but things that make you go, If you've received one of these letters from IDNS and have it handy, please pause this podcast right now and get it so you can read along as I translate the double talk in front of you, or bullshittese, if you will. The letter begins with this paragraph. Now listen closely to the word selection. This, and I'll tell you, friends, this is why I am crazy enough to be in this business of SEO. I am obsessed with words. I don't have Angry Birds on my cell phone. I've got word games. I've got stuff. My gears are always turning with this. And the phraseology of this stuff and how that phraseology is used to take advantage of you just chaps my hide. And it inspires me to get on here and blather about it every week because I hate seeing you taken advantage of. I really do. So this letter from IDNS that my brother sent me, and I received the same letter with regard to one of my domains, and it was the exact same letter, except when they specify on there, because they know your domain name. When they specify the domain name, you know, that's the only difference between my letter and my brother's letter. So the letter begins with this paragraph. Now listen closely to the word selection. It's beautiful. Quote, as a courtesy to domain name holders, we are sending you this information of the domain name registration that is due to expire in the next few months. When you switch today to internet domain name services, you can take advantage of our best savings, unquote. Now, to translate that paragraph, first, it's not a courtesy at all. They're sending you this notification because they use their resources to keep track of domain names that will be expiring in the next 6 months or so. They then send you a letter knowing that if you know better, you'll just throw their letter away. But if you don't know better, you'll give them your money, which is always more than you should be spending with your current registrar. And that's pretty much it, cut and dried. They nonchalantly mention switching today and taking advantage of, quote, our best savings. Yes, their best savings. And their best savings almost always 2 to 3 times more than you will pay going through your current registrar. But they're counting on you not doing your homework and therefore not knowing that. You just see, oh, best savings. I got to take advantage of that. Now, the second paragraph of the letter reads like this. Quote, you must renew your domain name to retain exclusive rights to it on the web. And now is the time to transfer and renew your name from your current registrar to Internet Domain Name Services. Failure to renew your domain name by the expiration date may result in a loss of your online identity, making it difficult for your customers and friends to locate you on the web, unquote. And yes, I put on the sleazy radio voice there just to accentuate the fact that this just disgusts me. It really is disgusting. First of all, you must renew your domain name to retain exclusive rights to it on the web, and now is the time to transfer from your current registrar to Internet Domain Name Services. How blatant can you get? Seriously? Why would you transfer from your current registrar? Follow me here. Your current registrar is just fine. And if it's not IDNS, they're even finer because they're probably charging you a fair price. IDNS is counting on you not doing your homework and taking what they say at face value. These kinds of people know that most of us are trusting in nature and they're taking advantage of that. Heck, my brother who gave me this letter, and thank you, Bill. If you're listening right now, thank you for giving me this letter because this is the kind of stuff that too many people fall for. And too many people who do not deserve to be paid your money are getting your money. So thank you, Bill, for bringing this to my attention. These kinds of people know that most of us are trusting in nature and they're taking advantage of that. My brother pays about $15 a year for his .com and .net URLs combined. It might be $20, but if memory serves me correctly, it's $15 a year. Because I helped him set it up. IDNS, in their letter to him, wants to charge him $80 for 2 years of his .com alone. And another $80 for 2 years of his .net. And this is the homework I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen. Take this letter, and if you have any doubts, find out how much you're paying. If you're on GoDaddy, it's really easy to log into your account and find out. If you don't know who you bought your URL through, shame on you. Find out. Get that information and have it to where it's handy so you can't fall for this crap. $80 for 2 years of his .com alone and another $80 for 2 years of his .net. That's $160 over 2 years as opposed to $30 over the same two-year period with his current registrar. If he fell for this scam, he would be paying a little more than five times what he should be paying. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. People fall for these scams because the scam artists themselves know that most of you don't have your domain name information handy, and therefore you don't necessarily know what you're paying, and you're overwhelmed because you're running a business, and in a vulnerable moment, you will trust what they're saying. You'll take what they're saying as face value. You should have your domain URL on auto-renew with your registrar, period. If you do that, then you never have to let yourself be distracted by these letters. Seriously, set it up for auto-renew. The only thing you'll have to do there is let them know when your credit card is, when you get a new credit card, because eventually your expiration date on your credit card's done, and you got to give them, their renewed card. That's the only thing you're going to have to do at that point. However, make sure you know how much you're paying. It's easy to forget when you have auto-renew set up, and that's what companies like IDNS are counting on. If you get caught in a vulnerable moment and wind up giving them your credit card number, your registration will be switched to them, and you will be paying more, perhaps without even realizing it. Because again, if you're not staying on top of this stuff, you do this enough times, and then you only notice during lean times when you're paying too much for what you're getting. Beware of the language in these letters, as they are carefully formulated to make you feel like you're missing something and that your business will suffer if you don't take advantage of their offer. They use really important and imposing sounding words. Like in paragraph 3 of the IDNS letter, I quote, "Privatization of domain registrations and renewals now allows the consumer the choice of registrars when initially registering and also when renewing a domain name. Domain name holders are not obligated to renew their domain name with their current registrar or with internet domain name services. Review our prices and decide for yourself." Unquote. And yes, I read that with even more sarcasm than I read the first two paragraphs of their miserable letter. Of the three paragraphs of this IDNS letter that I have read verbatim, this is verbatim, this is the one of the three that is most disgusting to me because it preys directly on your trust and your desire for freedom of choice. The quote, "Privatization of domain registrations and renewals now allows the consumer the choice of registrars when registering or renewing." No shit. Last I checked, it's been this way for years. But they present it like it's something new, and they present it like it's a choice that you didn't have before, and in a way that implies, without directly saying, that you only recently have a choice. It appeals to our sense of freedom, our desire for freedom, our desire for freedom of choice. Like, finally, I don't have to be tied and obligated to my registrar. We all want to know we have a choice and aren't obligated. Which is why the next sentence states, quote, "Domain holders are not obligated to renew their domain name with their current registrar or internet domain name services." Unquote. I like how they include themselves in that sentence. They have to acknowledge that legally. And as a bonus to them, it does serve a selfish purpose of making them appear transparent. And the last sentence, review our prices and decide for yourself. How about this? Review our prices, compare them to what you're currently paying, and when you see what a blatant and unrepentant ripoff we are, tear our letter up and throw it away. Seriously, if you know enough to know that they're a ripoff, you're not their target audience. And that's why they so blatantly insult your intelligence, and they count on you not doing your homework. They're counting on you to not do your homework, because that's the only way you'll fall for this misery. Remember, they wanted to charge my brother five times what he is currently paying. Look, we're talking about basically leasing a domain name. There's no other service being provided here. Leasing a domain name. Get the best deal that you can. I've got to give props, by the way, to our very own Chad Rock McComsey, who always comes up with the dynamite custom image for our podcast every week. I can't wait to see it. And I get to see it, of course, before we post it. And I just love it. He found a tremendous picture of spam and eggs to bring down home the legendary Monty Python breakfast platter for you. Incidentally, if you want spam and eggs, just book yourself a flight to Hawaii. Many of you don't know this, but here's your bit of trivia for the week. I learned this from a realtor in Hawaii a few years back and have since seen it written about on Wikipedia and Huffington Post. First of all, spam, for those of you who didn't know this already, and if I'm to be completely transparent with you, I didn't know it. I looked it up because I was curious. Spam is short for spiced ham. It has become a staple in Hawaii because in World War II, GIs regularly ate it because it didn't require refrigeration and it had a long shelf life, so they were able to stock up on the spam. 15 million cans of spam were shipped to Allied troops every week during that time, and it eventually became a staple food. Now, I know you all will sleep better tonight knowing that. But next time you're in Hawaii, look for spam on the menu. You will find it at some places. Now, number two of this week's trifecta of scams. One of my all-time favorite word plays, the calling on behalf of scam. I've gotten these with regard to my mortgage for years. It's really funny. Yes, Mr. Boyd, I'm calling on behalf of Prudential. I'm calling on behalf of Bank of America. I'm calling on behalf of NationStar. I'm calling on behalf of Cardinal, blah, blah, blah. It's actually been kind of funny to me because I've learned, you know, through my years of having a mortgage that all these banks that I have my mortgage through, they get bought out by other banks. And I've now paid my mortgage to, last count was five different financial entities that I've paid my mortgage to. It's very interesting. I try not to think about it too much, though. It just makes me too depressed. When I'm in the right mood, I might play with them a little bit when I get these calls. And my favorite question to ask is, do you get paid by my mortgage company, or does your paycheck have my mortgage company's name on it? Like clockwork, they immediately repeat the phrase that they are calling on behalf of my mortgage company. I usually get them to repeat this about a half dozen times before I tell them not to call me anymore. You will get these calls like this from quote-unquote services who will be claiming to call on behalf of Google. Most of these calls are in some kind of reference to your online presence and claiming your local listings, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes it's to solicit alleged SEO services. Whatever the platform, it's bogus. This is one of the simplest of the three in our trifecta this week. If someone calls you and says they're calling on behalf of Google, simply hang up on them. If you want some petty catharsis out of the deal, tell them, no, you're not, and then hang up. Google will not be calling you or anyone out of the blue. Believe it. It's true. Hey, that rhymed. We can make a song out of it. Now, number three, to complete the trifecta, three is the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three. This is the one that raises my ire more than the others combined. Scam SEO services. You undoubtedly get contacted by scam SEO services every month, if not every week. First of all, you should be skeptical if anyone calls you out of the blue with an SEO sales pitch. Granted, there are some good, legitimate SEOs out there, but few, if any of them, will be cold calling you and telling you that they, quote unquote, noticed that your website isn't ranking as well as it could. That's the biggest spam indicator right there. If you get a call or an email from someone telling you this, if it's a call, hang up on them. Or if you want to have a little fun, ask them, I'm not ranking as well as I could for what keyword group? They will either be silent as they collect their thoughts, or they will read a script, or they will try to spin it and answer your question with another question. Truth is, there's no truth in their statement about your website. No real truth whatsoever. They're just counting on you again, not knowing any better, and again, not doing your homework. So, don't be fooled by these stupid calls. They're expecting you to not know any better so they can take advantage of you. Secondly, you should be skeptical of anyone who guarantees number one or first page ranking with SEO. Nobody can guarantee you that. And you've heard me talk about that on previous podcasts. I can't say it enough. Nobody can guarantee you that, not even Google themselves. In Google's best practices, they tell you that if you do everything exactly as they're telling you to, they can't guarantee you number one or even first page ranking. The reason? Simple. Logistics. And some of you, if you've been listening to this podcast for any period of time, you've heard me say this before, but it's worth saying again. It's worth saying a million times. Simple logistics. Think about it. If you and all of your competitors did everything according to Google's best SEO practices, all of you can't be number one. Someone's got to be number two. Someone's got to be number three, etc. That's just how it works, friends. Anyone who guarantees you number one ranking or first page ranking, they're not being honest. There is some shady work being done, and you are the one who can lose your shirt over it. And thirdly, if you're paying for SEO by the keyword or being guaranteed position or ranking, there's a good chance you're actually buying pay-per-click like Google AdWords, but it's being sold to you as SEO. Ask questions. Ask your SEO to explain in detail or show you what they're doing for you. If you're sold on SEO on the premise that the SEO provider is a quote-unquote Google certified partner, yes, there is sarcasm there. Again, just ask them to show you on Google's website what being a certified partner means. And this is the reason for my sarcasm. It has nothing to do with SEO and everything to do with pay-per-click. I've been harping on this all year because it just gives me a pit in my stomach. It happens, and I've seen it happen numerous times. People getting sold PPC under the premise that it's somehow SEO. PPC has nothing to do with SEO. And being a Google certified partner has nothing to do with SEO and everything to do with PPC. This happens because many of you are trusting and just don't know better. You can be sold pay-per-click as SEO and you won't even know it. Pay-per-click is valid and should be a part of your mix, no doubt, but it's not the same as SEO and has no direct effect on your SEO. In true, honest SEO, you don't pay by the keyword. That should be your first clue that you are not paying for actual SEO if you are paying by the keyword. When you're paying for organic SEO work, you can rank for as many keywords as you can rank for, and you don't pay by the keyword. Remember, trust is your greatest filter with this. You can be taken advantage of when you trust, but learn from your experiences. Educate yourself so you don't get taken by these scams, and make sure that you remember that trust ultimately is your greatest filter. You will know at the end of the day who you can trust. Thank you so much for listening to this Mind Your Business podcast presented by Mind Development and Design and the Internet, making everything you never wanted to know about people you know available with the click of a button via Facebook. We hope you found the information on this week's podcast helpful, entertaining, and empowering for you to improve and get more out of your online presence. We love being here for you. Thank you, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania, for keeping me caffeinated. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher and for the interest on Pinterest, as always. Our audience is growing on Stitcher and Pinterest and on iTunes, and that's due to all of you. Thank you so much for your support. Send us your questions through Facebook. Comment on our podcast page. Email us at info@minddnd.com or just click that blissfully aware ask a question button on the right side of our podcast page. We'll see you next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.